Okay, so we're doing now the holy letters of the Rebbe, and we're doing letter number 1004. And this is Baruch Hashem, dated the 16th day of Iyar Tavshid Aleph in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe says, peace and blessings. And the Rebbe says that you write that you are a student for Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Goyen, Moreno, Rabbi Yosef Deshinsky, that's all. And that your son, may he be separated to life, you named him after this great Tzadik, Yosef Deshinsky. So the Rebbe says, for sure that you're doing everything that you can to go in the ways in which this great Rabbi Tzadik and Goyen Deshinsky wanted. And also to be good-eyed, which means also for other people, so that you're bringing them close to Yiddishkeit as well. Not only are you following yourself, but good-eyed meaning that you also spread the wealth to others and bring them close to Yiddishkeit as well. I would be interested to hear in detail about it. And this that you write, that Judaism in place where you live is very schwach in Yiddish, meaning it's very weak, it's letters in Yiddish. So that in of itself is a sufficient reason that a person who happens to be living in a place where Yiddishkeit is weak, that you should be the strengthening it. So that's actually, you got a job to do, because you're saying it's weak over there, it's not there, so you should be strengthening it. This that you write, that we need to have here better shluchim for this. So it's known, the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Shmosu, that Hashem, blessed, brings a Jew to a certain destination, not only so that he should have his physical sustenance, but also for spiritual sustenance. That means that he should illuminate the place where you have settled and find yourself there. When you will begin to do in this direction and do it with desire, God will succeed you, and you would be able to notify good news about this. So if you tell the Rebbe that there is Schwach in Yiddishkeit, the Rebbe tells him, go ahead, do something about it, and make sure to strengthen it. And the Rebbe says, don't look for other shluchim, but if you're there, that means that Hashem sent you there for a purpose, and you have the ability to go ahead and do something about it. The Rebbe has also said, I'm also including the talk from Lag BaOmer for my father-in-law, and that has just been printed, and certainly you will read it, and that is going to help you and bring you a benefit in your service of Hashem. I anticipate good news and with blessings.